The Antarctic Treaty sets aside the Antarctic Peninsula and its surrounding ice shelves for peaceful and scientific uses only. And this does include tourism, which is controlled by the International Association of Antarctic Tour Operators, or IATO. Each year they set the guidelines for tour operators working in the area. Chad Goetz is the expedition leader for One Ocean Expeditions, which takes tourists to the Antarctic each summer.
There are some protected areas around Antarctica. It's not as simple as saying that you come to Antarctica and you can go anywhere you wish. There's certain limitations, of course, from the environment, glacial faces, high rock peaks, crevasses. We can't just go everywhere. But the places we can go, there are documented guidelines for us as visitors. And so as we arrive on shore as tour operators, we try to limit our impact on shore. So we oftentimes land at the same point. We move into the site the same way. We head off in similar directions. And when we're there, we have boundaries that we set. And some places we only go to visit with the penguins on one particular side of the colony. Other places we go, we're limited, that we're unable to actually scale the hillsides because we're trying to preserve the mosses and the lichens on the hillsides. Some places we go, we have to set boundaries for going into structures. Some of these are unsafe. Other places we can do extended walks, but we're always trying to stick to these similar tracks. And as one group visits and they leave, another group, as you come and you begin your visit, we're trying to use these same paths to minimize our impact on the site.
And how close can you actually get to the wildlife?
We establish a 5-meter distance from the wildlife, which means that as we approach a colony or if penguins are walking near us on site, we move very slowly and methodically through the site. We try and stick to our paths. But when we approach, we try and keep 5 meters or 15 feet as the distance. This doesn't mean that the wildlife can't get closer to you, but it means that we establish the initial boundary, and from there, we see what happens. As far as the behavior of the wildlife, they don't know what 5 meters is, and they don't have to live by the same rules.
And what about contamination? Is it quite easy to actually contaminate from one site to another, or to bring stuff off the ship, for example, and contaminate the environment?
Contamination is an issue. It's a real thing to be aware of. And so between excursions, we clean our gear. And so that includes anything that's been touching the shore, backpacks, it could be trekking poles, bottoms of tripods, and of course your boots. And so we go through a cleaning process. We disinfect our gear in between landings. And as we're coming to the continent, or we're going between different bioregions, say the Falklands from South America, or if we're going from South Georgia to Antarctica, we take the time to re-clean our gear and make sure that we're not spreading contaminants from one to the next. And so, yes, it is a real concern, and there is evidence of certain seeds coming from particular parts of the world and establishing around Antarctica, and so we're doing our best to minimize that with some biosecurity regulation.
And the actual Antarctic Treaty itself, which obviously is not necessarily about tourism, how does that protect Antarctica and what does the future hold?
As far as what we do now, each year, members of IATO and the nations that support the guidelines and the treaty come together and they have a meeting once a year. And it changes location. And basically what they do is they come together and they do a review of the year, and they talk forward about the year to come. And so they're talking about things that worked, things that didn't work. They're trying to bring forth ideas and concerns in order to further protect this environment. As far as what's going to happen in the future, as of current, there are 46 or 47 nations that are signed on to the Antarctic Treaty. This makes up 2/3 of the world's human population. And so nearly the entire world is behind having Antarctica for peace, tourism, and science. And what's going to happen in the future? The contract for the Antarctic Treaty is a 50-year period. In 2041, it's due to expire, and it will be up to all of us to decide on what we wish to happen in this region. Hopefully, we've brought enough people down, exposed enough people to this beautiful place. It's sunk in, and for them and for all of us, it'll be a choice that we all make to preserve and continue keeping it for peace, tourism, and science.
That's Chad Goetz, expedition leader for One Ocean Expeditions in the Antarctic. For more information, see oneoceanexpeditions.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.